Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, it was about 3 years and 2 months ago that Chris Cuomo said, if you read WikiLeaks, you're going to jail. At CNN, it's different. We're your ruling gods. And Roger Stone, for wanting to read the WikiLeaks, is now facing 50 years in prison. Here is Chris Cuomo, our would-be god.
Remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us.
Remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. It's different for the media. It's different for the media.
It's different for the media.
Remember,
it's illegal to possess these stolen documents.
You see the liar's tick he's got? It's illegal to have these stolen documents. He goes, you know, little tick. I mean, you wouldn't buy a used car from that guy. You wouldn't buy water in hell from him. I mean, he's just a total con man. And he's there as a supposed journalist killing the practice of journalism that would arrest Daniel Ellsberg in the Pentagon Papers. Or anything, for that matter. Paul, very, very dark days. And now I've learned that they're flipping out in the courtroom over the fact that Roger said, I want to move to get pardoned by the president. And so now they're saying immediate imprisonment. We don't want him out with speech now that the gag's over, lobbying for executive action, which is his right. We want him in prison now. Well, that'll just backfire worse on him, Paul. I mean, these tyrants are going down the same road, Watson.
Well, obviously they want him in prison because maybe they want to Epstein him. Trump needs to make the pardon now if he actually supports and wants to save the life of his friend. That's basically what it's coming down to, Alex. And again, the point goes back to they deplatform you, they demonize you, then they imprison you or they kill you. That seems to be their modus operandi over the past few years, and this is why we should have drawn a red line at the gagging, at the social media censorship. We were promised that by the Trump administration, but nothing came of it. Then they said, oh, it's going to be on the 2020 platform, too little, too late. So we allowed that line in the sand to get raised over, and now look what happens, where he's completely gagged throughout the trial, can't defend his reputation, and ends up in this situation.
Yeah, I'm calling all these lawyers right now. Keep going, Watson.
Yeah, there's also a call to free Roger Stone by calling the White House and trying to put some pressure on Trump at 202-456-1414. Tell them that Roger Stone deserves a pardon. So again, what more can you say? His reputation was destroyed from the very beginning. They packed the jury with Democrats. Was it 82 Democrats? There were a few Republicans who had once expressed Republican beliefs or once worked briefly in the Reagan administration. They were immediately thrown out of jury selection, but people with direct complicity in the prosecution of Roger Stone, they were put on the jury. So it's absolutely unconscionable, Alex. And Trump needs to step in. Again, this is going to rile up the base if he fails to do anything. The most he's done so far in any of these situations seems to be to tweet about it. That's nice, but it's never going to be enough, Alex. He needs to step forward and actually take the executive, have the executive balls to make a decision on this.
Hold on, Watson. Yeah, I'm talking to one of the lawyers right now. Keep going.
Yeah, and now we've got Fox News, which of course has been under pressure for abandoning Trump, obviously now laughing, cracking jokes about his tattoo. But again, as I said before, this is about sending a message for 2020. There was no evidence whatsoever that Russia was the source of the WikiLeaks, but they built this fake news narrative that anyone who talks about WikiLeaks was engaging basically in Russian collusion. You saw Chris Cuomo there with the clip. And again, this is about sending a message for 2020. It's about making people afraid. They do it through social media. They do it through YouTube, for example. Not even allowing people to name the whistleblower, even though it's out in the media, deleting their YouTube videos simply for naming them. So this is about sending the message, don't challenge the deep state, don't talk about this, don't do any opposition research, or you will be punished.
Hey, guys, hold on. Okay, listen, stay there, Paul. I need you to come back and finish up, because I can't say who I'm talking to. Stay with us. Stay with us, folks. I will. Stay with us. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates, is as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're talking about what happened in Poland while Alex Jones makes a very important phone call. We're going to get back into that breaking Roger Stone news here in a second.
That's right, that's absolutely right, Paul. I am literally talking to folks right now. I can't say who. There's just tyranny at levels I've never even heard of before, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I've got some reporters I've got to talk to real quick, and then I'll be right back on with huge news for everybody. Infowars.com/show. Drudge Report, top link to us. Very thankful for that. Roger Stone, giant show trial came to an end. Jury, 50 years is what he's facing. All 7 counts, totally rigged. And so I'll be back with you in a few minutes. But good news is happening. There's a global awakening. They're trying to intimidate us. Paul just got back from Eastern and Central Europe. He can give you a big report. Paul Joseph Watson, Summit.News. I'm Alex Jones, back in about 4 minutes.
Yeah, so Poland had a massive election recently, and for the first time, the Confederation, which is an alliance of conservative and populist parties, was elected to the parliament. They've got a pro-family, pro-Catholic, anti-mass migration, anti-LGBT agenda, which they're now pushing on the mainstream centrist right nationalist party, which is the ruling government in Poland. So we went to Poland to take part in the Independence Day March, which of course happens every year on the 11th of November, to celebrate Poland's independence back in 1918, because for about 23 years before that, Poland didn't even exist as a country. This was a patriotic rally, but of course, every single year it's demonized by the media as an extremist far-right demonstration. For example, Vice, headline, bigotry and fear filled Warsaw streets on Polish Independence Day. And basically they try to make it out as if it's a march for far-right extremism. Complete BS. We had 150,000 proud, patriotic Poles turn out on the streets. Young people, old people, families, waving Polish flags. This was not a far-right extremist march. Were there pockets, individuals within the protest that were far-right, were extremists? Yes, but a tiny, tiny minority compared to the vast majority of people, proud Polish patriots who were out on the streets, protesting against mass migration, protesting against the cultural imposition of the LGBT agenda, not protesting against gay people. You have to make this nuanced argument because the media will never do it. What we have in Poland, and by the way, they've seen what's happening in the West with the mass migration, with the drag queen story time, they are absolutely dead set against allowing that to happen in Poland. So we have a bill in the Polish parliament which is an anti-pedophilia bill. And now the European Union is putting pressure on to have that revoked by condemning it. This is what the bill says. Quote, anyone who promotes or approves sexual intercourse or other sexual activity by a minor in connection with performing the position, occupation, or performing activities related to upbringing, education, health care, or care of minors is liable to imprisonment up to 3 years. They literally tried to pass a stop pedophilia bill, which merely said you cannot tell children to have sex with other adults, or you cannot put this in the education system. We've seen in the West, the introduction of these LGBT education systems, we've seen sex education, for example, in the UK, for children as young as 5 years old. This is what they're against. This was one of the dominant themes of the Polish Independence Day march, against the sexualization of children, against them putting this into the curriculum at the educational level. So for Vice and other media outlets to claim that this was a far-right, extremist, gay-hating rally is complete and utter BS. They don't hate gay people. They're not trying to revoke the rights of homosexual people, you know, put them in prison or kick them out of the country or whatever. That's not what it's about. It's about the education of children and preventing children from being bombarded by sexual propaganda, the same as any normal-thinking person would want in the West. And in fact, Christoph Bozak, who is one of the Confederation leaders newly elected to the parliament, outlined this vision in a speech he gave. And we met Christoph Bozak. We met Janusz Korwin-Mikke, head of the Confederation there in the parliament. We met other members of the Confederation. This is what Christoph Bozak said during his speech at the Independence Day march. The Independence March is a manifestation which embodies the Polish spirit. We want independent Poland, a Poland rooted in tradition. We want Poland which is committed to the faith of its ancestors, committed to Christian tradition. He went on to say, we want Poland which is able to resist the pressures of the globalists, the pressures from the European Union, and this is what unites us all, no matter which politicians we entrusted. That was the core message of the Polish Independence Day march, led by the Confederation, which just got 11 members elected into parliament for the first time. That's what they stand for. What they stand against is the subsuming of their culture through mass migration, through gender ideology, identity politics, because they've seen the effect that that has had on other European countries, including the UK, Germany, and Sweden. And in regards to Sweden, they've seen the soaring crime levels. They've seen the soaring problem with rapes. To the point now in Sweden, and by the way, the BBC admitted this for the first time in, what, 3 years yesterday. The same BBC that tried to run an international media smear campaign against yours truly, the daring to say that Malmo, Sweden, and other of these cities which have massive problems with no-go zone areas have failed to integrate migrant populations. Now, the BBC's changed its tune. There was a headline 2 days ago, Sweden's 100 explosions this year. What's going on? Not enough diversity, maybe. So they're finally having to acknowledge the problem because it's gone so severe in Sweden, one of the countries that accepted the most migrants during that three-year period over the past 3 years. And in fact, it's so bad now, Wilhelm Agrell, who is a professor of intelligence at Lund University, not a right-wing extremist by any stretch of the imagination, is warning that the integration of migrants has failed to such a degree, and the violent crime is soaring to such a degree where now we have, you know, hundreds of grenade attacks every single year in some of these areas of Sweden. The Swedish state itself is in jeopardy. He said the state's monopoly on violence, the actual token of a sovereign government, has been hollowed out bit by bit and no longer exists. He said the armed criminal violence is having effects that are increasingly similar to those of terrorism. That is the situation in Sweden. And how did Swedish authorities react to these massive grenade attacks, these shooting attacks? They reacted by inviting local gang members for pizza. This is the headline out of Summit News. Swedish police respond to shocking rising crime levels by inviting gang leaders for pizza. Instead of actually arresting the gang leaders, who one of their favorite things now, by the way, is to rob children. That's a new phenomenon in Sweden.
Paul, let me stop you. You've done an incredible job, and that was in my stack to get to at summit.news and infowars.com. You've done an incredible job. I'm going to take over here. We're going to break. I need you to listen to what I cover, and I need you to do a report on it. This is the closest level of naked tyranny I've ever seen. I have just learned from reporters. The lawyers wouldn't even tell me. And I'm not going to tell you who else I talked to because, he wouldn't even talk to me. They said, you talk to Jones, period, you're going to prison. So, and that's not from Stone. So during the breaks, I'm going to be learning more from other people that were there, reporters. But I have, when his sentencing is, everything. But when people hear this, Trump must take action. Congress must take action. The judicial and legislative tyranny is incredible. Paul Watson, thank you so much. And God bless you, my friend, for being a great journalist. All right?
Okay, thanks, Alex.
All right. I am literally having trouble even forming sentences at this point, and my head is spinning. Okay? Wait till you hear what they said about me. Folks, these people are dangerous.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This isn't a drill. It's not a game. It's America in the twilight hours of 2019. And this is so real. They're sending a message to anybody and everybody who supported Trump 3 years ago that if you support him in 2020, we are going to bankrupt you. We're going to put you in prison. We're going to take your children. We're going to kill you. And we're going to harass everyone around you. And a lot of folks that are, you know, supporters of Trump, and you're in the arena, you're out there, but you're not in the arena like I am. Or Matt Drudge is, or others, who I guarantee you have been harassed. I don't even need to talk to Drudge to tell you they've harassed the hell out of him and everybody else. And Trump doesn't do anything about it. But he has all the damn power and is in the right to do it. And so here's the deal. I love Trump a lot, but it's like my back's broken. I'm being eaten alive in a pit. I can't get out. And Trump's up there at the top of the pit, not getting me out. Now, I just talked to three reporters and several lawyers during the break. And obviously, with this reign of terror and intimidation that's going on, I'm not going to tell you who I talked to. And I learned the same thing from one person after the last. That's why I had Paul Watson take over for part of a segment and the rest of another. And we bring up such huge news here all the time that it all just kind of gets lost in its intensity. It's like a log jam got broken up and just thousands of huge stories are coming down the pike here. Used to, 20 years ago, we take one story and dissect it for months. I mean, now it's hundreds of stories a day. The story that's confirmed of what went on in court today should terrify everyone in America and the world that if we don't get control of our government and our judiciary and our legislative very quickly, we are going the way that all other nations go when they end up declining and falling. Now, I'm not building up suspense here. What I confirmed from multiple people in the courtroom and people that are specialists in this area, let's just leave it at that, is so criminal, is so evil. Did you guys find that piece of information I wanted you to print earlier? Because it's critical, critical that we have a congruent stream of memory and consciousness. You know, I think I'm just going to take a break at this point. I think that's probably better. And then I'll come back and I'll get into all of it, all right? But, you know, these people are just absolutely unbelievable. Drew just gave you guys a file. You have that file? About 4.5 minutes long. You got that? Got that one? Thanks. Play that. Play that. And then I'm going to go get this piece of information. I love the crew. They're great. Here's the deal. Most people in life and or in media might spend a month getting ready for a speech they give or a couple months getting ready with a PowerPoint and talk show hosts script out their whole show. And that's why everything you see on Fox News is 3 days older than what we're covering with their own spin, because it has to be digested by the bigwigs and decided what can go on air. And then they have to check with all the committees and make sure it doesn't anger any of the system. This country lives in like a quicksand that's quickly hardening into concrete of tyranny. It's sick. And cowardice is what is allowing it all to happen. I'm going to go to this little report from when we bullhorned Hillary with an update a few weeks ago. Taking action against these tyrants is the way to go politically, nonviolently, to get the word out and let these bullies know we're not scared of them. Then I'll come back with the huge Roger Stone news and so much more. Here it is. Roger Stone, tyranny news straight ahead, and we're in the trenches on the front lines. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Buongiorno tanto, popolo della civiltà, miracoli posto servis, con su amici, popolo della sostra i preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, there's someone.
gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. And I am a syndicated radio and TV host based in Austin, Texas. There are a lot of new viewers tuning in via Infowars.com/show and band.video because of the terrible Roger Stone political prisoner conviction of all seven counts facing 50 years in jail at the hands of the Obama hanging judge who let Hillary Clinton off the hook for Benghazi and the clear stand down and the deaths that happened there. She railroaded Manafort and others, but Manafort had actually done some of the things that the Clintons and Obamas do with the offshore accounts, which you could argue are illegal. Still, he was targeted for political reasons. Stone did nothing wrong. DrudgeReport.com is top linked to our story and our live feed where we're breaking all of this down. Now, I have some big breaking news here, and then I'm going to go to our guest that ties into all of this in general. And I'm going to do my best to lay this out. I also need the article that's linked on DrudgeReport.com by Adan Salazar about Cassandra Fairbanks, please. I know that I had that, but I do not have it now. So if I can have that article, that would be good as well. Thank you. Now, what we've gotten from Trump so far is that, oh, well, if he's convicted of lying, why is Hillary and why are all these other people allowed to lie to Congress and to everybody else? Well, I was there with Stone when he was trying to get hold of WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks was talking to everybody else but us because they wanted to be associated with establishment journalists and all them who loved him back when he was exposing Bush, but not when he was exposing Obama. And so what I'm going to do is we have a lawyer who is not Roger Stone's lawyer. He's been his lawyer in the past, but he was not his lawyer on this case. Clear distinction, but he's an advisor to Roger Stone, Tyler Nixon, who is a relation to Richard Nixon, people asked. Looks just like him, too. Nice guy, smart guy. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of the next hour. And I talked to some other journalists that are scared to come on about what was said this morning in the trial when they tried to put Roger in prison until the February 6th sentencing that the judge has done and what happened there. And what was said about Roger and myself and you, the listeners of this show. And I'm not building up the suspense of it. I'm getting some documents, doing some research, collating those. I'm going to write a statement during the next break. So that I get this precisely the way it is, because they want to arrest me, and they're saying it in the court. You've seen them in the news last week trying to get me arrested and lying about me and saying we had a Grim Reaper on the show to threaten the jurors. Total crap. We had a Grim Reaper on the show talking about Epstein. They don't show you what I do, though. They just lie about it. And so I want to tell you what these federal prosecutors were up to and the different things that they were saying. But report, Roger Stone fears he'll be Epstein in jail. That's Infowars.com from Cassandra Fairbanks, another reporter. And she's going to be coming on the show today. She's literally in an appointment right now. I'll leave it at that. But there is a reign of terror going on that we're not supposed to talk about this and that Roger's not supposed to talk about it. And it's so un-American. And we just saw the back broken of this with Don Jr., myself, and then now Senator Paul saying, release the name of the whistleblower and release the name of the jurors that are Obama appointees and Hillary appointees and are CIA. If they had a rigged jury, we have a right to know. And they want me arrested for pointing that out because they know that everybody knows this was a kangaroo court. Wait till you hear what the prosecutors, the Mueller prosecutor and the one from the Justice Department, two of them in there, were saying about me reportedly, according to these witnesses, legal experts, and reporters. So that's coming up next segment. Now, he'll join us again Sunday on the Sunday show. I'll be live 4 to 6 p.m. or Monday so we get more time. He understands this is breaking right now, but it ties into all this. I've known Larry Nichols for 25 years. He did work for the Clintons. He was a Green Beret and did a bunch of stuff in Latin America. He did a bunch of CIA stuff. He did help them get elected. He did help them do dirty tricks. He did help them develop the broken coalition strategy. And Bill Clinton, in a memoir, you know, did call him a very dangerous person to them. And he has exposed the election fraud and so much more. He has a lot on Adam Schiff and a lot on the whole Ed Buck and the dead men, basically black men being sacrificed in this house. That's what this is. And all of that craziness. So we're going to get into some of that. It ties into the kangaroo show trial. They're not allowed to ask witnesses, the congressman, what Schiff is up to, who Adam Schiff really is. It was first Larry Nichols told me that Hillary was into the occult 25 years ago. Now that's mainstream news with the spirit cooking and the rest of it. So I appreciate him joining us via telephone. Larry, we're glad you're hanging in there. I know you've had cancer and a lot of other things. It's good to have you back on with us. I saw you in some of the news articles. About this Clinton whistleblower, feds probe Adam Schiff dressed like Egyptian at bizarre sacrifice parties at Ed Buck's meth mansion. And that ties into some of these other articles along the same lines. Sex parties at the sex house. We have photos of the two together at the house. We'll also run some of the Alex Crowley footage we have of some of the garb Crowley's in that reportedly Schiff wears in these Egyptian rituals. But thanks for joining us. Wow. What do you think of the Roger Stone situation?
Alex, it's just what I have warned you about 25, 30 years ago. It's coming. It's coming live. It's real. And I feel sorry for Roger. I feel sorry for anybody that they attack because their system is so effective. It's the system we used in Arkansas. You know, Alex, it's why we've been able all these years to tell you what's coming before it comes, because it's the system we built. Alex must go after with his attorneys if he has any availability at all of money, which is he's been stripped of everything. But, you know, it's called selective prosecution and selective persecution. Under the old way we used to be in America, you can't prosecute one person for something and then not prosecute somebody that's doing the exact same thing. It's called selective prosecution. Persecution is the same. Now, they're coming after us. And, Alex, you've got a target I've never seen as big on your back in my life. Your target on your back is huge, huge. Now, to add to it, something that nobody's talking about, which is probably one of the biggest clues of what's happening, Alex, is what's his name? Oh, God, my mind just went blank. The guy that funds all of Antifa and everything. Help me here a second. I'm having a...
It's okay, Larry. Stay there. I want to get into Schiff and the show trial. We've never seen this in Congress where the Republicans can't ask questions. And just the state of the deep state war as a former Clinton insider that you see happening. And then I'm going to get into the big news on what they were saying about me in the courtroom this morning. Unprecedented lies, unprecedented evil.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Ago, and they're telling Roger that if he calls for a pardon and talks about the case in any way, that he'll be given a longer prison sentence. Now, that's totally illegal. That's classical tyranny. And I've just had to process, since I learned this 40 minutes ago or so, and then I called and talked to other reporters that were in the room. I've since talked to others, and I have a sick, dirty feeling. It's disgusting that we have fallen this far and that we put up with this. I'm going to try to just briefly put this news out, talk to Nichols about the Schiff info. It's all interconnected in the show trial happening, the impeachment, what he sees coming next. And then I'll go through all this. Before Tyler Nixon, advisor and good friends with Stone, his former personal lawyer, joined us. It's important to say he's not currently his lawyer or that nexuses him into the court. He's not Stone's lawyer. So you'll hear a lot of legalese here. Let me just lay out what I learned happened this morning. Then we'll go to Larry Nichols. This is what our country has turned into. And if you know about the Magna Carta 800 years ago, and you know about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and common law, and what makes us different from North Korea or Communist China or Venezuela, it's just flabbergasting. But it's flabbergasting to have the national news and Democrat Party lawyers saying, arrest Don Jr. for saying the name of Eric Sierra Mella, the fake whistleblower, the CIA individual reportedly trying to overthrow the president with false statements, who now Congress can't talk to because Schiff says so. And the Republicans can't ask questions. Unprecedented. Never before in Congress. Never before in an impeachment. Because this isn't an impeachment. It's a criminal coup. So you saw them in the news last week when they were having jury selection, and it was in the news that it was a former Obama official whose husband worked on the Mueller probe as a lawyer. And I said, that's crazy. You can't have somebody whose husband's the Mueller probe that you know, all hangs on this Stone conviction. Their wife, who's an Obama appointee, ran a department on it. So they had the Washington Post and others say Jones tampers with jury. He needs to be arrested. That former U.S. attorneys and federal prosecutors saying I need to be arrested. Giant target on me for doing something that's totally normal that I still called three lawyers before I did it, talked to more after. They said, of course it's protected. Famous lawyers, First Amendment lawyers, constitutional lawyers, criminal lawyers. But I already knew that as a journalist. Then, number one, Larry Nichols. They said I had the Grim Reaper on the show to threaten the jury. I had it on about Epstein. And you can see that part of the show. Everybody knows that. So this is their foaming at the mouth, salivating to make something up like they've done to Roger to put me in prison. Because that's who these people are. They're authoritarians. They're mad dogs who've been committing these deep state crimes so long against America that they think that if we criticize the corrupt things they're doing, that they want to put us in jail. So I learned when I was being cautioned by lawyers and journalists, oh, look out, the judge, you know, the prosecution blew up and said Roger needs to go directly to jail. He doesn't need to be let out until February 6th when they have the sentencing. That's what's been said. And he shouldn't be able to ask the president to pardon him because that associates with the trial. We want him gagged. And Alex Jones is trying to foment stuff and hurt the public and cause a clear and present public safety issue with his speech because he's calling for people to surround the White House and demonstrate and bullhorn, which is totally First Amendment, America, heart and soul, to get Trump to do a pardon. Totally normal. The left all lobbied for cocaine dealers and people and child traffickers to be, you know, let off by Clinton, and he did. I'm just saying, hey, this is wrong. Free Assange, free Stone. And so they then talked about how it's criminal, reportedly, and how I need to be arrested again. Federal prosecutors, let me tell you. Meet Special Counsel Art Mueller's prosecution team. Aaron Zelensky was one of them, but the main one, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Daily Mail reporting on it, was Jonathan Kravis, who worked in the White House counsel's office during the Obama administration, will be assisted by Dickey and Alpino. They used to have Jeannie Ray and others, Hillary's foundation people running it. He has experience prosecuting public corruption cases, including that of, that goes on. That is reportedly who was calling me a criminal and saying that I want to cause, you know, violence and stuff. That is such defamation. And it's so dangerous. And it's done to put me in a jail cell. What a foaming at the mouth, piranha-like tyrant. Talk about a danger to the country. That guy. Everybody else just pisses their pants. And the judge didn't hold Roger like they wanted. She realized how crazy that would look. He's been following all her unconstitutional orders, shaking, you know, in a in a pool of piss. I'm sorry, but they've all been doing whatever is said here. But she did issue a continual gag after the case so no one can criticize what a fraud it is. That's unconstitutional. It's been ruled hundreds of times by the Supreme Court, not just other courts. So, America, don't say the name of the whistleblower. Sit down and shut up and take it. And don't say the name of any of these people. And don't talk about this kangaroo court. Or Aaron Zelensky will call for your arrest because you're trying to overthrow things because you want to exercise your First Amendment. These folks have been running the government for a long time, and they think they're God. And, yeah, I got a big target painted on my back. And, hey, I'll probably get destroyed in the process here in the next few years, maybe even sooner. But you know what? That's what men do. They stand up because the example they make out of me, they think it's going to intimidate you. I think it's going to inspire you to not go along with these people and to take our government back legally and lawfully. And we're in the process of it now. But the missing link in all this is the Justice Department and Trump, because the government's so full of these people that are arrogant and entitled and insolent that they really believe I should be in a jail cell because that witch war criminal Hillary didn't get in. We're going to go to Larry Nichols. I apologize for getting him on late. Huge breaking things. This segment and the next. And also, well, and we'll have him back soon so we can really get into all this. But please remember, we're listener supported. The big thing they're trying to take away is money to fund ourselves. Whether it's T-shirts, books, films, we've got DNA Force Plus back in stock with the PQQ, the CoQ10. It's the strongest, best formula you're going to find out there. 50% off. Storage for shipping. Double Patriot points. Gear DNA Force Plus. Everybody needs it. Let's go to Larry Nichols. Larry, I just had to get that out there. And again, thank you. We've got a few minutes here, a longer segment coming up. Just get into the impeachment and Hillary behind the scenes. She's clearly still in control of the deep state. That's now admitted. And what you think their next moves are going to be.
Well, absolutely. But let me say this out front, folks. Anything I say, Alex is not responsible for. It's from me. And if the prosecution wants to come after me, not Alex. And before we leave Roger Stone, here's what I know, Alex. Roger Stone goes in jail. Now, folks, I dealt with Jim McDougal. He was killed in jail. Especially after the Epstein case, I fear if Roger gets put in prison, he won't be there a week. He will not be there a week. He will be eliminated. Trust me. I know these people. The impeachment. This impeachment was rigged from day one. What I have found out and have turned over to the prosecutors, the Attorney General's office, is that it turns out that Adam Schiff, folks, wrote this script, this whole script they're going through now. It's a subpoena trap. He did it back when they figured out that the Mueller case was going to end up going nowhere, which was about halfway through the Mueller investigation. Now, I didn't know this until the host I was doing researched it. But as it turns out, Adam Schiff has a hobby. Guess what it is, Alex? Scream.
Let's talk about that hobby when we're back in 2 minutes with Larry Nichols, because I'm going to shut up for a while, let him break it down. Then we've got somebody in the trial coming on.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.